Bienvenidos. Welcome to Del Taco al Tango, from Mexico to Argentina and everything in between. Hi, my name is Liliana, and today we have a great show. We have our guest here, and she's from El Salvador. Let me introduce you to her. Her name is Tatiana Ramírez. Hola, Tatiana.
Hola, Liliana.
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, gracias.
Muy bien. Okay, so let's begin. Tatiana, before we head into anything cultural and, you know, about the history or anything else, I would like to ask the first question. Where is El Salvador? Not a lot of people know.
Well, El Salvador is in Central America, which is between North America and South America. And Central America is made up of five countries, you know, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Honduras, Costa Rica, and El Salvador. And El Salvador is the smallest of all of them.
Oh, so it's right in the middle and it's very tiny, right?
Yes, actually, in fact, it has a name, it has a nickname. It's called El Ombligo de America.
Okay, that means the belly button of America.
That's right.
El Ombligo de America.
And it's of the American continent.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's another show for you guys. About a lot of Latin America, we called America the continent, not just United States, okay?
So that's right.
Okay, so another question I have, a lot of people, whenever I tell them I'm from Mexico, they're like, oh, you're Mexican, great, I love pupusas. And pupusas, they're from El Salvador, is this correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and what are they? Are they like a taco?
Oh, no. They're not like a taco. Okay. No, that's a common misconception, but it's not.
Okay, so what is it?
Well, actually, pupusas are a type of stuffed tortilla.
Okay.
And the name pupusa, which is a very particular name, actually comes from the language of Nahuatl, which was the ancient language of our indigenous people and from El Salvador. If you break it down, pupusa comes from pupu.
Oh, pupu. Okay. That's interesting.
With that means revuelto.
Okay, revuelto would mean mixture.
Yes. And tsa.
Tsa,
which means abultamiento.
Abultamiento, that would mean bulk.
Yes. So if you put them together, it means something like a bulking filling.
A bulky filling. Okay. Yes. So it's basically a type of tortilla stuffed with some kind of filling?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And what are the different fillings you do it with?
Well, you can basically put anything inside, but really the original fillings are a mixture of refried beans.
Okay.
Of fried pork meat.
Oh my God, it's very light, huh? If you're trying to be on a diet, don't eat pupusas. Everything is fried and refried. Not only fried, it's refried.
Well, I dare you to try one and not have another one.
No, I bet I can have like two or three of those.
Yes. And the last ingredient is cheese.
Cheese. Okay, so beans, pork, and cheese.
Yes, wow. But you can make any mixture of that. You can just have with cheese or with beans or together. Okay. Mixed together, they are called revueltas.
Revueltas. Do you eat it with something, like with rice or something?
No. You eat it typically with a type of coleslaw, mm-hmm. made of cabbage, carrot, onion, and all pickled in vinegar. And also with a very important homemade tomato sauce.
Oh, okay. So they are made with a tortilla dough,
Corn dough, yes.
Corn dough.
Yes.
Wow.
Sometimes they're also made with rice dough.
Oh, okay. That's great. Yeah, because in the States, there's a lot of places that have pupusas. But
yes.
Remember, they're from El Salvador, not Mexico. Okay.
That's right.
Okay, that's interesting. So how do you eat that?
Well, actually, in El Salvador, we eat it with our hands.
Ah, yummy. That's great.
Yes, and it really has a different taste when you eat it with your fingers. But, you know, if you go anywhere else in the U.S. to a pupuseria, which is the name of the places where you eat pupuserias, and there you eat it with a fork and knife. But really, you must try it with your hands. It's a little bit messy.
Yeah, I can bet it is. No, but it's the same thing, you know. Imagine someone eating a taco with fork and knife. You need to eat it with your hands. It's delicious. It's a whole ritual, you know.
Yes.
I love it. Okay, another question. If I hear someone say what in Spanish, like give us an example of expression that immediately I know, oh, she's Salvadorian or he's from El Salvador. What would be?
Well, I could think of two expressions. The first one would be chivo.
Chivo. Okay. Yes. Chivo means goat.
Yes. Literally.
That's what it means. Chivo. Chivo. Okay.
Yes, but the use is you use it to express something that you like cool.
Oh, so it's...
Que chivo.
Que chivo. So basically, to translate, it means what goat. That's the actual translation. But basically, it means that's cool.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So if something happens, it's really cool, you say, ah, que chivo.
Yes, exactly. And if it's really cool, you say chivísimo.
Oh, my God. Chivísimo. So that is like very goat. Goat. Yeah. That's interesting. Okay. So chivo, that's one. And another one? Do you have another one?
Yes, another one could be son pajas.
Son pajas. That would be they are hay.
Yes, like straw, you know.
Oh, okay. Son pajas. Okay, that's the expression. And what does that mean?
It means I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. Okay. So if I'm telling a joke or something, I can say, oh, son pajas.
Yes.
That's okay. So remember, we have learned two new expressions. One is son pajas, which means I'm kidding. And the second one, it would be que chivo, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that is, remember, it's not goat. It means
cool.
Yeah. Cool. That's cool.
Yes.
Okay. And Salvadorians, is it a big population?
Well, it is a very highly densely populated country, but... We're only 6 million in El Salvador. We're
wow.
6 million Salvadorans.
Wow, you're tiny. That's like a city in Mexico.
Yes, and actually, the size of El Salvador is roughly the size of Massachusetts.
Are you kidding? Okay, and so you have 6 million in El Salvador, right?
Yes.
And do you have any Salvadorians living elsewhere?
Oh, yes. You know, in the 1980s, there was a civil war. And the countries that gave a lot of asylum to many Salvadorians were the United States, Canada, Australia, and strangely, Sweden.
I cannot imagine a Salvadorian in Sweden. He's going to be freezing there. Oh, God.
That's right. Yeah, so basically a very large population of Salvadorians live in the U.S. now.
Okay. What is the population of Salvadorians in the United States?
Well, roughly, it's about 1.5 million.
And they live where?
In California alone, you have 1 million Salvadorians, and the rest are spread out mostly between New York, Washington area, and Miami.
Well, okay, no wonder why they always ask me if pupusas are from Mexico, you know, because obviously we know that there's a lot of Mexicans in the United States, so. I have another question. What do Salvadorians like to do for fun? What do you, you know, Mexicans, we like to party a lot. We like, you know, to have barbecues and all these kind of activities. What do Salvadorian people like to do?
I think we're not that different in that sense. We also love to live our lives and enjoy our lives. So we like to spend time with our friends and eat pupusas and other types of food, maybe drink. And also we are very lucky to have a beautiful coastline in El Salvador.
Oh, do you have a lot of beaches?
Yes, we do. And because El Salvador is so small, from any point of El Salvador, you can get to the beach in maximum 3 hours.
That's great. Okay, so you have a lot of coastlines. And what are the main beaches? What are the main destinations or places that are commonly visited?
Well, you really have a lot of them, but I can name a few. For example, Costa del Sol.
That means the coast of the sun.
Yes, and you have Costa Azul.
That would be Blue Coast.
Exactly. And then you have other beaches like El Tunco, for example.
I cannot translate that. What is that? El Tunco.
Yes. You would have to be Salvadorian to know. El Tunco is actually another word for pig.
pig. Okay.
Yes.
So do you always call that if you see a pig, not on the street, but wherever you see a pig, would you say el tunco?
Yes. In fact, we have several words for pig.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say we have several pigs in the street. I was going to be like, okay.
Also. That is a very typical word for pig. And the reason why that beach has that name is because many years ago, there was a big rock on the beach and it had the shape of a pig. So it got the name El Tunco.
El Tunco. Okay. If we go, could we see still the rock there, the pig rock? Or not?
Well, the rock is still there, but I think you have to use your imagination now to see the pig.
Okay, so El Tunco. That's the name. El Tunco, and it's another word for same pig. Am I right?
Exactly.
Okay. What about ruins? Do you have any old ruins? Because, you know, in Mexico, we have Chichen Itza and Tulum and all these places, which are beautiful and rich in civilization. What about in El Salvador?
Yes, in El Salvador, we also have them, but they're perhaps not as big and magnificent as the ones in Mexico or Guatemala, or at least we haven't found them yet. But there are two very famous ruins. One is called Tazumal.
Tazumal?
Yes, and there are a series of pyramids also. And also there's one very interesting one called Joyas del Seren.
Joyas del Seren, which mean...
The jewels of the Seren.
Of the Seren, exactly.
And it's in fact a city, a whole city underground.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it was excavated maybe 20 years ago, mm-hmm. and it's a very interesting place, and it dates from the pre-Columbian era.
Oh, okay. It's pretty interesting. I have another question. You know, in several places in Latin America, we use different nationalities to make jokes about. For example, us in Mexico, we use a lot of people from Spain, you know. In El Salvador, do you use any particular nationality that you joke, you know, like, oh, there was this, you know, Spanish or Ecuadorian, anything?
Well, I'm sorry to say that we do, but the nationality we normally make fun of are Mexicans.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes, but also Argentinians.
Argentinians. I think, yes, we also do that.
Yes.
Argentinians, that's true.
I think Argentinians, because they're white, when people consider them to be a little bit arrogant.
Yes.
And Mexicans also, in a way, arrogant, but more because they're so patriotic and so nationalistic.
True.
So, because we also love football, there's always that rivalry with you know, Mexican football players.
Yeah, we're the best.
Oh, well.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. How do you say I'm kidding?
Son pajas,
Tatiana.
You learned well.
I did. Okay, this has been a great show. Thank you so much for being with us. We learned a lot from El Salvador, from your culture, food, everything. Thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
See you next time, and thank you so much for listening. Hasta la próxima.